Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. Question: if someone asked you why you serve God, how would you answer? Hold that thought. Pastor Joel explains the reason why we serve God in today's message titled, Just Because.
Father, we just thank you again. We thank you for this time. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the honor it is to be used by you. And I thank you for these wonderful saints of God. I'm asking you, Lord, to speak through me. Let your word go out. Let it transform hearts, touch lives, and bring someone closer to you. Those that don't know you, Lord, may they be introduced today. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen. All right. As you know, the name of the sermon is Just Because. Just Because. And we're going to be looking at God and our relationships with God. All right. I'm speaking, of course, of the one true God. I have to add that because I know people are going to hear this and it's going to go out on the air. So when we say God, it's Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide. We're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's important to know, okay? Because the title of the sermon, Just Because, is an answer to the question, why do you worship God? And why do you serve God? Or why do we believe in God? Well, in other words, I'm taking taking this from the standpoint of the answer. That if someone were to ask you why you believe in God, you should sincerely be able to say, just because, okay? Just because. But unfortunately, there are many people who don't really know God, okay? There are people who don't know God, and many people know religion, okay? And they get the two confused, all right? Stay with me because we're going to get started. But listen, many people think they have a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. Many people do think that because they go to church occasionally or maybe even regularly. But guess what? They still may not have a relationship with God. Okay, God wants more from you. He's got more for you. He's got more for us, okay? So if you know the scripture at all and you know Matthew, and you know Matthew 7:21, where Jesus says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, right? And he says, in that time, they'll say to me, what? Haven't we cast out demons in your name? Done wonders in your name? So if we're doing those things, obviously somebody was going to church. Somebody found something out, but that's not the end all, okay? So we want to make sure that we have that relationship with God because depending on what you do with what you learn determines how you grow. Did you all hear that? I'll say it again. When it comes to going to church, what you do with what you learn depends on how you grow. We've got to do something with what we've learned. I heard somebody once say that information without application is what? Is just entertainment. And we don't come to church to be entertained. We come here to get something out of it. We come here to get full. We come here to get nourished, okay? We come here to get a little bit closer to Jesus. We come here to get topped off, like at the gas station. When you start running low and you want your tank full, you go back sometime and you just give me $10, $15. Well, it used to be $10, $15. Now it's like $50. Give me $40 on so-and-so, right? Got to refill my tank. Well, that's sort of how it is. It's just entertainment. And there's a scripture in the Bible in 1 Timothy 4:13 and that we're to give attention to doctrine. Okay? We're to give attention to doctrine and give ourselves entirely to what is given to us in God's house. So we are to give attention to doctrine that we may progress, and when you progress, it may be evident to all. We're to take extreme pains with what's been given to us. It's an honor to get it, okay? So we have to take pains in the house of God that proper growth will result from what we receive. Does that make sense? Just sitting in church for 2 hours or an hour and a half and then just leaving won't make us astute in the Word, okay? We want to be righteous people of God, but just coming to church and just showing up won't do it. No more than sitting in a garage will make you a car, or sitting on a stove will make you a burger. It just doesn't work that way, right? Let me use a more realistic example, okay? You can go to a library, and you can go to that library, and you can sit in that library, and you can study. But you know what? That's just one ingredient, isn't it, on the ladder to success. You've got to climb even higher to reach where you need to go, right? Well, that's what we're talking about. It's the same way. You see what I'm saying? It takes more than just coming to church to guarantee a relationship with God. And sometimes we make that mistake. We can become, as people, complacent. Or we can become, it's easy for us to fall into a drill, fall into a line, and start doing something, what I call a perfunctory drill. That means it's just a routine, you know? And so, and that happens, but Jesus stands at the door and knocks. And he's knocking, and he wants us to open the door and let him in so we can really sit down and eat together. You know what I mean? We can really sit down and dine with the Lord, okay? And he wants to share. You know, that's when people talk over a meal, don't they? Well, some folks, but some people, you're not going to hear them until the meal is over. But a lot of time, that's where we break bread together, right? So, ma'am, I just said people. Did you say something?
No, I just said all right,
she said, all right, Pastor. Okay. So, good friendships are developed, aren't they?
Yeah.
They come over time. By the way, nowadays, even though we're in church, you have to make sure you're in a church that's teaching about the one true God, first of all.
Yeah.
First of all, you got to learn that, okay? So if you want to know Jesus, you got to know that the church, that the information being put out is from the Word of God, right? And not some man-made ideas or some traditions that have very little or nothing at all to do with the Bible. They talk about that in Colossians 2:8-9. Beware lest you be deceived by tradition. Okay, man's tradition and the things of the world, but not Christ. And there's a lot of stuff going around now. The Bible talks about it. In the last days, you've got to be careful what you hear. Say, even the very elect may be fooled. So you have to hear this word. You got to know this word. You got to study this word. You got to dissect this word to get it in your system. And that makes sense, okay? We want to make sure that what we're getting is about the God that we serve, the one true God, not some popular notion handed down by tradition or, for example, the Catholic Church tradition. For example, the Mormon Church tradition, okay? For example, the Jehovah Witnesses kingdom or church tradition, okay? A lot of people will say, another one, the Episcopal Church tradition, okay? So again, we have to make sure that what we're getting is the pure Word of God, that Jesus Christ died and rose again. He's more than a prophet. He was more than a man. He was God incarnate. He stepped down from heaven, laid down his royal robe, stepped into the flesh of creation to save creation, went back up. That's what we need to know. It says in 1 Timothy 3:16, great is the mystery of godliness. It says he was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up in glory. That was the routine. That's what he did, okay? Anything else, any shortcuts, anything that's not included in there is not the pure word of God. And we've got to know this because there are a lot of people saying, I know Jesus, but I'm giving the credit to Mary. There are a lot of people saying, I know Jesus, but I'm throwing sacraments or I'm doing this and that. Jesus died for our sins. He said, it is done. This is it. What you have to do is give your life to Jesus. So again, that takes some doing. It takes some study because a lot of people say they're Christians. A lot of people say they're Christ followers. We've got to know this word. You can't get it until you get to Jesus. When you get to Jesus, you get the Holy Spirit. That's why I call Jesus the gift that keeps on giving. When you get him, you get the Father. When you get the Father, you get the Son. When you get the Son, you get the Holy Spirit. When you get the Holy Spirit, you get the gifts of the Spirit. You get all the things. You get the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. You get the gift of tongues, interpreting tongues. You get miracles. You get healings. All these things come with Jesus Christ. You get discernment. You get the gift of supernatural faith. You get all these things when you get Jesus. And that's why we can't leave him out, okay? So, first of all, we want that relationship with the one true God. And you've got to test the Spirit in order to get it. How do you know what you're getting is true? How do you get the power to go on when you're feeling low? How do you get the power to go on when you're being deceived? How do you get the wisdom? You get it from the Holy Spirit, okay? And Jesus tells us that. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Huh? He says he's going to lead you into all truth. That means you're going to know a lie at 20 paces. The Holy Spirit is going to sniff it out. Okay, he's going to sniff it out. Okay, you're going to get a quickening. He said he's going to groan and speak for you. You ever hear your stomach growling when you're hungry? The Holy Spirit will speak for you when you need him. I mean, I'm not saying that that's the growl you're hearing. You're growling because you're hungry. Your stomach's growling. But the Holy Spirit groans for you to tell you something is wrong, to say, don't go down that road. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Don't go here. Don't accept that. Mm-mm-mm. Don't hang out. No, it's time to go. Don't go to that party. Mm-mm-mm. Don't go to that house. Mm-mm-mm. Huh? You know your weakness. Why are you going into that house? Mm-mm-mm-mm. He's groaning for you. You get this in a relationship. You can't just get that just sitting in church thinking about the game that's coming on after church. You got to be able to get in there, get in church, get back, get home, meditate on it, walk in it a little bit, try the shoe on, see if it fit. Walk in it. If it hurts your feet, if it hurts your heart, you go back in and you do it again. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you ever been that way? You had a pair of shoes, you liked them. Mm-hmm. Put that size 10 in a size 9 because that's the only size they had. They didn't have your size. Walk around like the creeper. You got to soak it sometime. Go out in the rain. Don't wear them shoes till it rain, right? Just stand outside. Go take out the garbage and just try to jog around the block in them heels. And then come back. And later on, those shoes start loosening up, right? Well, that's how it is with this word. It's not always easy, but you got to sit in it. You got to have that determination, just like Jacob. You got to say, I'm not letting you go, Lord, till you bless me. I'm not giving up till I get a relationship with the Lord. I'm not giving up till I can hear from the Lord like he wants me to hear from him. I'm not going to take anything less than that. I want what he has for me. I want to please him, okay? And that's what it is when you get that hunger and that thirst, okay? And you get that by getting to know Jesus. But watch this. Let's step back into the church for a minute that does know the Holy Spirit. The churches that do know the Holy Spirit. And teaching and preaching the true word of God. If so, you're in the right place. If you're in a church that's teaching and preaching the true word of God, like I said, you're in the right place. Now, that's not enough. That's not enough, okay? You're in a church and you know the word is coming out. And you know that the Lord is speaking to you or somebody's speaking to you. It's not a coincidence and you know it. Now you got to do what? You got to apply it. You got to apply. You can go to Harvard and get the best lectures in the world. They have a whole book of lectures. And you can be studying to be an attorney or a doctor in med school. If you close that book when you get home and sit it down and let your mind go somewhere else, you may not ever get to where you need to be. You may not graduate. You may not get into that grad school. And if you do, you may not pass it. Okay? You may not get your degrees, what you need. It takes more than that. And that's all I'm saying. We've got to apply it diligently, what's being given to you. That's what the word says, doesn't it? What is that? 2 Timothy 2:15, you all know it. Be diligent, right? Show yourself approved to God. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God. A worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God wants us to the point where we can chop it up. I don't mean just talking. I mean we can chop up the word. Chop it up. Dissect it. Look into it. Taste it. Smell it. Eat it. Digest it. Fill up again. In and out. You got the word coming in you, one in, it may be going out the other, but you know what? Every day, just like nourishment, we're eating it till it gets in our veins, that we are breathing, bleeding the word of God, that it's walking, that it's running through our veins. And that's how the Lord wants us with this word. Then you start getting a relationship. Working with the Holy Spirit, growth begins. You're being regenerated. Regeneration begins when we start letting this thing in us. You get a oneness with Christ. You get a oneness with the Father and the Son. And I'm talking about, again, the one true God. The Lord told me, don't just say God. He said, because people serve a lot of gods. Let them know who you're with. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I'm talking about Elohim, the Lord our creator, Adonai, the Lord our master, Elohim, God, El Shaddai, God Almighty. I'm talking about Jesus, Jehovah. I'm talking about the one true God, the God of creation, not Allah, not Buddha, okay? Not anybody else that may come along that I don't know about. I'm talking about the God of creation, who is Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the only deity that died and rose again, showed himself to over 500 people, and who was talked about for hundreds of years before and is now. The prophecies are still coming through, have come through and are still coming through. Nobody else has ever done that. No other deity has ever died for his people. They just died, okay? Jesus is the only one. Check your history. Somehow we believe in things that we want to believe in. Somehow, especially as we get older, sometimes you can't change a person, even though they know what they're believing is a lie. They'd rather just believe the lie. It's easier. Got your life in order. You just do what you want to do. You go where you want to go. Your life, you think is your own life. So you're not going to go to church where they're telling you to change. But one day, your soul may be required of you, and it will. One day, you're going to meet Jesus, one way or the other. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. One day. So it's good to know. It's good to know, and there's nothing wrong with it. That's why he extends himself to people. God is merciful, and he says, whosoever will, let them come. All right? So he is a gentleman. Pastor Ali said he's a gentleman. He's a gentleman. Yes, he is. And so then a true relationship with God is the result. Because friendships, true friendships, lasting friendships, do they develop right away? They develop over time, don't they? True friendships develop over time. That's how you get to know somebody, right? By spending quality time with them, right? You ever see somebody and maybe you're at the store or maybe you're in school. I remember back when I was in high school and you go across town where you don't live and you see somebody and you say, oh, that's, I know him. He's in my class. And you go, which class is he in? Well, we have the same music class. But I didn't really know the person because we never talked. We just had a class together. We just spent 45 minutes at the third period, and then there was another period after that, and you went on to your next class. See, when you have a friend, a friendship, over to your house, you sit, you go to lunch, you share things, you talk on the phone and different things like that. That's how you get into a relationship, all right? Think about the friends you had as a child. Where are they now? How many of you still keep in contact with them? Do they keep in contact with you? Okay. Very few people have a friend. And I'm going to say that about Sister Jeanette. She and Brother Aaron, they were together. They knew each other in kindergarten. That's some friendship, y'all. That's how good God has been to Sister Jeanette. But I don't know of anybody I knew in kindergarten. I've got a friend from second grade who is my friend, and he's in Chicago. But not many, right? If you called, do you have a friend who would come at your beck and call right now? If you called and said, I need you, it's an emergency, I need help, would they come? And how long have you known those friends? See, would they even answer the phone? Shoot, I know some family members won't answer my phone. I don't want to answer that phone if I call. I'm telling y'all, hey, but I know who my real friend is. Jesus. Of course, Pastor Annalisa. But and she would say the same thing. And Jesus first, we know it. We know it. Jesus, we're in agreement on that. Give me some, Pastor. This right there. Jesus first, okay? And so real questions require real answers, real talk. So I know one friend who sticks closer than a brother, and that's Jesus. All right? One, that's right. That's right. Stick closer than a brother, closer than a wife, closer than a husband, closer than a brother, closer than some of y'all's lovers. He sticks closer. He sticks closer. And that's Jesus Christ. There's nobody greater, as the song says. There is no other than Jesus Christ, okay? All right? And if you really are in a relationship with Jesus, you'll love him. When you're really in a relationship, that's the acid test. Do you really love Jesus, and how much do you love him? Love him without fail. You love him so much that you worship him. You can't even get into your day without speaking to him. You can't even go to sleep without thinking of him. If you leave him out too long, something's wrong, right? You feel something wrong. These are little tidbits now. If you can go a week without Jesus, there's something wrong. You can go a day without Jesus, without hearing from him, talking to him, praying to him, greeting him in the morning, something's wrong. If you don't get on your knees, or if you're like me, sometimes you can't, you better lay down somewhere. You better sit down somewhere. You better pray somewhere. You better pray on the road. You better pray in your car before you pull it out. You better be talking to Jesus somewhere. That's how you know you got a relationship with him. See, that's what it takes. But that takes development, doesn't it? That takes a time. It takes some time, okay? As I said at the outset, if someone were to ask you why you worship God, you shouldn't even hesitate to say, just because.
Amen. We serve God out of relationship with God. You're listening to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored in part by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, as well as previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. We love connecting with our listeners. Like and follow us on Facebook. Submit comments, prayer requests, and praise reports at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. And listen, if Pastor Joel's messages are ministering to you, let us know. Share your testimonies on our contact page. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow him. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program. All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button on our website to give today. As a friendly reminder, all services are being conducted online until social distancing orders are lifted. God is with us and will bring us all through victory. victoriously. Know that we're praying for you and trusting the Lord to protect you and keep you healthy and strong. If you're feeling alone, frustrated, or in need of encouragement, our prayer warriors are here to pray with you. Call 707-759-5244 and join us for Sunday worship services on Facebook, Zoom, and Periscope at 1 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. Don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week for part two of Just Because with Pastor Joel Jones. Until next time.